Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
One of the other neighboring gang governments and local government gangs lost their prosecution attempt against Kyle Rittenhouse. And Matt, you've been following the Rittenhouse case very closely. What are some of the updates on that? Because it's been a couple weeks since the verdict.
So there's a rumor going around that he has sued Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg from The View for $60 million. Until just a few minutes ago, that's what I thought. And I looked it up, and apparently...
not true.
He's not suing them for $60 million. However...
is he suing them for anything at all?
Not as of yet. I think, from a libertarian point of view, it would be unpopular from a libertarian point of view to do that.
Well, he's not a libertarian.
He's not a libertarian. And I suspect that those people, if the shoe were on the other foot, would absolutely do that to him. So that said, they did spend a long time calling him a white supremacist and a fascist and so, you know, other stuff that they had absolutely no proof of. And the reason they didn't have any proof of it, because he's not those things.
He said he supports Black Lives Matter.
He did?
Yeah, he came out after he did an interview with somebody in, I don't remember, CNN or whoever, but said he's a BLM supporter.
That doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to support Black Lives Matter on a lot of fronts.
Just imagine being Kyle Rittenhouse right now. I mean, you've avoided going to prison for God knows how many years they were trying to put him behind bars for this. You were a 17-year-old kid who a year and a half ago you thought you were just going to defend somebody's property, you'd come home, go to sleep at night, and you know, go on with the next day of your life, and now all of a sudden you're an international, like, I don't know if star is the right word, but internationally renowned and internationally hated at the same time, and you've just got, I imagine he's got so many different doors of opportunity that have opened for him, not just to get free guns, but, you know, who knows what other offers are coming in.
At the very least, there's got to be book deals. Totally.
Yeah. I mean, you know, exclusive interviews, big money opportunities. It'd be interesting to be
speaking.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. It'd be interesting to be Kyle Rittenhouse and, you know, see what a day in the life of Kyle Rittenhouse is like now at age 18, fresh out of court as a victor versus the Kyle Rittenhouse at 17, you know, a year and a half ago.
If I were him at this point, I'd just be doing a ton of meditating. After all that stress, right. I'd really be wanting to take the edge off. I'd really
Where
just be meditating.
Where do you go from here? What's the next step?
Man, well, he wants to be a nurse or... Really? Yeah, he said he wants to be either a nurse or something else. I can't remember, but a lawyer.
I know you don't want to watch the video, Matt, but I'm going to have you listen to the audio of this video.
I've seen so many of those videos.
Me too.
I'm so tired of seeing people getting murdered by the cops.
I am tired of it too, but this one, you know...
a paraplegic.
I don't know if he's a paraplegic, but he sure as hell is in one of those motorized wheelchairs, so I suspect he's somehow...
severely disabled in some way. How old is he?
61 years old. Richard Lee Richards, shot multiple times and accused of stealing a toolbox from Walmart. So this video starts in the parking lot. They've got parking lot footage from the Walmart cameras, obviously, and so you can see the man... in the wheelchair, as he's...
He's already in 84. I have a male suspect that just shoplifted. Knife in front of him. He pulled a knife on me. He's currently westbound in the parking lot.
As you can see, the man in the wheelchair with the policeman walking, just sort of like train along with him here. He's got, you know, maybe 6 feet between him and the man in the wheelchair.
This is one of those motorized things,
yeah,
right?
He's just tooling around in this parking lot. And the cop's just following him, and you can hear his voice. It's not like he's been running. He doesn't sound like he's exasperated.
It sounds like he's annoyed.
Yeah, he's just like walking after this guy.
This unruly peasant is inconveniencing me.
Right, and you can see the footage. This officer's just walking along with this dude, shining a flashlight in his face.
Additional unit to Bravo 18 at 1650 West Valencia Road. We're going to be 1039.
He's got his knife in his other hand. Okay. Not going to the store, sir.
Stop now! You need to
stop. Oh my God!
Cop is no more than 6 feet away from this man, and all
like
he was doing
eight shots.
Yes, yeah, several shots. I'll play it again.
Stop now! You need to stop.
Nine.
Yeah, he paused before the ninth one.
The ninth was like a kill. That was a kill shot. Was that a headshot? The last one?
It's hard to say. whatever it was. This guy rolls right out of that chair and onto the ground. And then the officer proceeds to handcuff him.
Oh, my God. they are literally, in order to be a cop, you have to be one of two things. Extremely psychopathic.
Or stupid.
Or extremely stupid.
Or both.
Or both.
Yeah.
Oh, how, so, I'm so disgusted with policing in this country. I wish there were good people on the police forces. There aren't.
Yeah. And the other cop just looks at him. You know, she's just standing there. She doesn't say, "What the hell are you doing, you lunatic?"
I would have had a hard time not drawing on somebody doing that. Yeah. I don't care if they're in uniform or not. That is clearly an extreme, a lethal abuse of power.
Oh, but he had a knife drawn, Matt, so he was there for a danger.
Oh, my God. And, I mean, that's a...
And by the way, driving away from the cop, Officer Ryan Remington of the Tucson Police Department walked alongside Mr. Richards for quite a while outside a Walmart in a parking lot Monday evening. Right, Richards had been accused of stealing a toolbox from Walmart. An employee contacted Remington, who was working a special duty assignment at the store. So the officer was already on the scene at the time, which is how he was able to respond so quickly. I don't know if that meant that he was... I'm not sure what special duty assignment exactly means. Why is there a police officer assigned to the Tucson Walmart?
But I bet he was an idiot and they had to do something with him to keep him off the street. So they posted him up as security at a shopping center.
Well, as we
played, and this is what they got.
As we played the audio, as he's like walking around the parking lot, sort of following this guy, another cruiser rolls up, and we see the footage from their what do they call it? Body cam. He's shouting at the man in the wheelchair, "Don't go into the store, sir!" And he continues towards the front of the store while allegedly holding a knife in his hand. And then Remington fires 9 shots. And Richards slumps forward and then is handcuffed by the man who shot him.
They
to death.
Always do that. The guy's, he's got a hole in his head. You put it there, and now you're going to put him, you know, in handcuffs.
I'm so overloaded with bad cop videos, with police murder videos.
I can't stand looking at them.
It's so tiresome. I've seen so many cops murder so many people over the last, you know, nearly 20 years that we've been doing this show. And it's one of those topics that, if we wanted to, we could be Cop Block Live, and we could just, you know, talk constantly about stories like this, because there's just no shortage to this.
It's nonstop.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. In fact, I think Cop Block actually kind of came to an end, mm-hmm, or slowed to a crawl, largely because the people who were doing it were just worn out.
Yeah.
Constant work.
It never changes. You can't.
Unbelievable amount of material to put forth. It's like, you know, it's not going to stop.
No, it's not going to stop. And what can we do to actually change the situation? Because remember last year there were huge protests. You know, that's what Black Lives Matter was purportedly focused on. There were a lot of people who were legitimately upset about police abuse. And what has changed? I mean, Minneapolis, the sort of the epicenter of this stuff last year, there was a proposal to replace the police department with some sort of community service organization, which is the police by
other
another
cops.
Name. Yeah, it's the police under a different
the
badge.
The same dudes.
Basically. And that failed, you know, and it was obviously just symbolic, but still, the symbolism didn't even go through. It,
no.
Like, it didn't even pass. They don't have the best health care when you're in prison.
No.
So something happened to this guy while he was, you know, in his 50s in jail. He went to jail in the aughts for some sort of crimes he committed in the late 90s, apparently, and spent 10 years behind bars. And during that time, ended up in a wheelchair. So he wasn't faking it or whatever. And even if he was faking it, the dude was trying to go into the Walmart or whatever, or this another article said it was a Lowe's, but whatever store it was, he was trying to get into the back into the store or go into this store, and he was trying to drive the wheelchair away from the cop. So he wasn't like coming at him with a knife in his hand in any way a threat, but no, cop just blows him away. And so we were just talking, by the way, unbelievably, the police officer's actually been fired in this case, which is shocking.
Incredible.
Whether or not charges will be coming is another question. We'll, if we hear any updates, we'll certainly let you know. But this leads to the larger question of what to do about this situation. A lot of people think they can just put some tweaks into the system, rename the police department, retrain them as though that's going to do anything. Most of the suggestions that were coming out last year were just milquetoast. I mean, there was just nothing that was going to do anything substantial to change the government policing system. And Matt, you had suggested just end the state entirely. And what that would look like would be very interesting to see, because then what we wouldn't have anymore is a monopoly on these services of so-called protection. Put the cops on notice. All right. As of now, qualified immunity is gone. Mm-hmm. You will now possibly be held liable for your actions. So you keep that in mind as you go around doing whatever it is you're being called to do out there. And that's going to change how a lot of situations play out.
What's the libertarian take on getting rid of unions for public employees?
Oh, that's a great plan. Yeah. Why should they be able to have a, you know, special rights or whatever? Yeah, I think that's a good proposal. Get rid of the unions. And I feel like that's actually been proposed by some of the state reps in the past in New Hampshire. So it wouldn't surprise me if somebody took another shot at that one. So another one, of course, is to lessen the number of laws that the police have to enforce. Now, that won't per se, it's not going to root out the bad apples or anything like that, but if the police are less often having to enforce laws, meaning that if there aren't prohibitions on drugs and prostitution and gambling and, you know, ownership of things that have been made illegal, right? Like if we just wipe out all prohibitions and you just wipe away all these stupid, you know, fundraiser things like, well, we don't have seatbelt laws here in New Hampshire, but 49 states have those.
Yeah.
And, you know, all kinds of examples of just stupid crap the police use to just pull you over just so they can go fishing.
Get some money.
Know, try to, sniff around your car, look for other violations, try to catch you in a lie or whatever, right? Just get rid of all that crap.
Hey, Daily Digest listeners, this is Riley Blake. I enjoy Free Talk Live, and I know you do too, but finding time to listen to an entire episode isn't always easy, so I produce the Daily Digest. I appreciate those of you who have supported me on Patreon and sent Bitcoin to me to thank me for producing these digests. For those who wish to support me on Patreon, visit patreon.com/crblake86. If you wish to send Bitcoin, visit patreon.com/crblake86 for those details. That's patreon.com/crblake86. Thank you.
The latest study is in, Matt, and turns out our very own New Hampshire, to which you and I have migrated. You came from New York. I came from Florida.
Mm-hmm. Best thing I ever did.
You came from the least free state, mm-hmm. number 50 out of 50. And I came from a relatively free state. Florida also has no income tax like New Hampshire. But New Hampshire has defeated Florida as the freest state, according to the Freedom in the 50 States study, which is a yearly, it's either yearly or every other year study. I'm not sure if it's consistently done. But Freedom in the 50 States, that's with 50, freedominthe50states.org, has the full details. But I just wanted to share with you their sort of overall summary of why this happened.
Okay, let's hear it.
So, number one, New Hampshire has overtaken Florida in the fifth edition of the indexes. There's only been five of these that have come out over the last several years. This time, New Hampshire has regained the crown as the freest state in the Union. In the more distant past, New Hampshire had a huge lead over the rest of the country on fiscal policy, a lead that partly dissipated between the year 2000 and 2008 because of big increases in local property taxes, which were in turn driven by growth in education spending.
Oh.
It has rebounded quite a bit in absolute terms, but has been eclipsed by Florida and Tennessee on the fiscal front.
Lately, the leftist news in New Hampshire,
they're freaking
are
out.
Every single thing they have written or podcasted comes off as an absolutely as an advertising piece for the Free State Press.
Yes.
And it sounds so like, we do all those things. Wow, we're totally awesome. Thank you for telling the whole world how great everything is here.
That's exactly what's going on.
It's hilarious.
Here. And they absolutely are blaming the Free Staters for all completely. These amazing success stories, and they should be. The New Hampshire advantage, as they call it, could get even stronger within New England. The three states of northern New England pose a stark contrast in economic policies and for most of the late 20th and early 21st centuries economic outcomes. New Hampshire's overall tax burden is well below the national average at just 8.1%. The state government taxes less than any other state except Alaska. And I suspect that has to do with the Alaskan checks that get handed out.
Right.
We show a decline in state taxes as a share of adjusted personal income from a high of 3.8% in fiscal year 2002 to 3.0% today. Let me repeat that. In 19 years, the state government actually spends less as an adjusted share of personal income now than it did 19 years ago.
We don't want to take the number one spot away from Florida. We need to bury Florida.
Yeah, I agree. We need to be number one by a mile.
By a mile.
It does not need to be a close contest. And it has been in the recent years. But New Hampshire has taken the lead, according to freedominthe50states.org. We were kind of going through some of the things that are great about New Hampshire and some of the things it needs to work on. And as they point out here at freedominthe50states.org, New Hampshire does have a little bit too much regulatory action.
Well, you know what would really, really, we could just turn number one back over to Florida.
Why?
By not being one of the 50 states anymore.
Ooh, I like the
How
way
about we just
thinking.
Pull the plug on that whole deal altogether, and then we don't have to be. We can just be number one on a list of one.
We would be, I think, New Hampshire would be the number one freest place on the planet without the federal government.
I think it already is.
Holding it down.
I think it would be. Where else is freer than other than?
I don't know. Because
I don't know.
Hong Kong, you know, even Hong though it's Kong's being run Chinese by China, property. Economic freedom, though, it does beat the United States. Now, that's the thing. We don't, on the international freedom rankings, they don't break out the states. So we don't get to see the comparison of, well, what does New Hampshire look like compared to Hong Kong and Singapore? This is predicting that New Hampshire will distance the lead in 2021.
Cool. So, what can we do? What, like, on a tangible, other than secession, what can we do that would make it even, how do we widen that gap?
Well, that's easy. You just move more freedom lovers to New Hampshire.
That would help.
Yeah, and by freedom lovers, I mean people that are libertarians, not conservatives. Okay, I'm not talking about people that want to control you from your religious beliefs,
right.
Control your body. People that understand what the non-aggression principle is. That you
actual
should,
freedom lovers.
Right, those people who are willing to be active need to forget about this Florida-Texas nonsense and actually move to New Hampshire because mm-hmm. that's where the only gathering of libertarians is. I understand there's a lot of people who've moved to Florida recently, and if you're from California and you move to Florida, you've made a better move. I mean, there's no doubt about that. You're moving from like state number 48 to state number 2 as far as freedom is concerned. Mm-hmm. So I don't blame you for that, but you didn't really research it. You just like, oh, I'm following a trend. Florida sounds nice. It's warm. I'll go there. When the reality is, the migration of freedom lovers is to New Hampshire. If there's a bunch of libertarians who move to Florida, they won't have an impact. And that's because Florida's a huge effing place with over 20 million people.
It's giant.
It's tremendously large. You cannot just spend a morning driving to, you know, the state capital. If you've got money to donate to liberty-friendly causes, donate it to New Hampshire. Donate it to the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. It's actually getting things
kicking
done.
Butt.
That's actually reviewing hundreds of pieces of legislation every single year and giving voting recommendations to all of the state reps on how to vote on bills if they want to actually support liberty.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'd like to see?
Incredible stuff.
What could use some funny? I'd like to see, you know, libertarians have done a great job. The word co-opt is such a gross word, but they've basically co-opted the right wing in New Hampshire at this point.
Yeah.
There's no reason we can't be speaking to the left wing as well.
I agree.
You know, there are ways that there are very appealing things about libertarianism to lefties.
Yeah, I think you're right. And what you're referring to is that the freedom lovers that have moved here, a lot of them have gotten involved in the Republican Party.
It was just lower hanging fruit. The left wing in New Hampshire is extremely heavily guarded.
Yes, they're very paranoid.
They're extremely paranoid, and they hate the thought of their followers and the, like, the people who aren't actual political operatives,
right,
of hearing anything that might be appealing. So they guard their flock with knives out.
They're even saying things like the Free State Project is working. Like, they've said things like that publicly now. So in case anybody was wondering whether or not this is just some sort of pie in the sky with no proof of concept, no. They really do acknowledge the Free State Project, the movement, the migration of libertarians as their greatest threat. They hate us.
They hate
and
us.
There's no other place in the United States, or in the world for that matter, that I've heard of, where libertarians are hated like this, where libertarians are targeted like this, where libertarians are talked about in any way like this. It's, if you're a libertarian in New York, California, Florida, Texas, you name it, you are nothing. You mean nothing to the people in power.
Not at all.
They don't want to listen to what you have to say about their legislation. They don't care about what you think about their candidates. They don't care about your candidates when you run candidates, because they know you ain't going to win.
And here we are accused of owning the government, owning the governor.
Republicans. Oh, the governor?
Yeah, they say that we own Sununu, which is...
When the reality is we're protesting in front of his house.
Yeah.
So it is really...
But in a way, we do hold a lot of sway with the GOP in New Hampshire.
Yes. Yeah,
so maybe,
well,
you know, maybe in a way the governor does, you know, the governor might have to take a knee to the libertarians in New Hampshire on a certain level.
The reason why the libertarians have had so much success, I think, with the GOP is because if you can fog a mirror and you show up at a GOP meeting, they're like, oh, thank God, someone under the age of 50.
I began working today on building a case against the city of Albuquerque because they're not enforcing their no smoking regulations and ordinances at the bus transfer center, the University of New Mexico Hospital, and other places. And I quit smoking 36 years ago, and I'm almost 71 years old, and I remember when in 1964 the Surgeon General started requiring the signs on the cigarette packs that said smoking was dangerous and hazardous.
Did you think back then that smoking was okay until the Surgeon General said otherwise?
Pardon?
Did you believe, prior to the Surgeon General putting the signage up on the packaging, did you believe that smoking was good for you prior to that?
Well, I was 14 years old when the Surgeon General came out, and I really wasn't all that knowledgeable, but in the meantime, I've developed a medical background.
Did you hear about that, the latest, that they have the government-funded shoot-up dope house? That you have to bring your own... Yeah, it's you have to bring your own dope, like a heroin house, but they watch you shoot up, and if you overdose, they come and revive you and rescue you. So they actually have this open in New York, Manhattan.
Yeah, so would this be called an injection center?
I think that is the official name.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, they had these in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, they had these in Europe.
Yes.
So then, didn't they, how many, like 8,000 people died in overdose last year? Was that the...
In Albuquerque, 8,000?
No, I'm talking about nationwide.
Nationwide.
People, nationwide, it's like 10,000 or something.
Is that all?
I don't know what the...
Okay.
With the people stressed out from the coronavirus,
I would think it would be higher than that. Honestly, that seems low to me. But what about it? I mean, why did you bring up this injection room?
Well, the thing about it is it sounds ridiculous. How
does it though?
But it sounds ridiculous that we're just going to give you a safe place for you to shoot up. It sounds crazy.
I wish to discuss the... idiocy that went on in Scotland here a couple of weeks ago.
What's going on in Scotland?
The climate accord.
Okay.
And this all goes back to what they, you know, they used to call global warming, and before that they called it global cooling, and now they just call it climate change.
Yep,
right.
Well, by God, climate always changes.
Yes, it does.
That's the nature of weather. But when I was a kid, they claimed that the pole was shifting at about 30 feet a year. And now that standard has gone up to 30 miles a year. So, and I remember some cat when I was a kid saying that by the time, I don't know, I'd had five generations run 2025 or whatever, or 2500, that Michigan would be much more like Florida.
Man, why can't that be happening right now? Because honestly, I'd really prefer some warmer weather up here.
I know. I bought all that land on top of that mountain hoping that I'd have beachfront property, and I'm just screwed.
Well, it is happening because right now the lakes aren't freezing up here. We're both north of the 45th parallel, right?
It's too early for the damn lakes to freeze, or at least around here. Maybe it's different there in Michigan, but you know, everything's going to freeze here. It's just going to take until January, February, which is pretty typical.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.